The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us this parable, and well, it's obvious, the part about the 10 coins and recognizing what God has given to each one of us and what he expects of us in using what he has given us. We also have to recognize the way that it begins and ends, that there was somebody who was going to go off to a distant country and obtain the kingship. These people said, "We do not want this man to be our king." That's where we're at right now. This is not the first time that this has happened, because we remember, as we look back to the time of the prophet Samuel, that the Jewish people said that of God. "We do not want God to be our king." And they wanted a human king because they wanted to be just like everyone else. And so we have to make that choice. That choice is not always an easy one, because the vast majority of people in the world have rejected God as king. Even the majority of people who give lip service to our Lord have rejected him as their king, because we have, for whatever reason, decided that living according to secular values is a more important thing than living according to the law of God. That fitting in with the world is more important than doing what God has asked us to do. And so we give him lip service, but in essence, our hearts are saying, "We do not want this man to be our king. I refuse to be obedient to him because I want to be just like everyone else." And then we contrast that with this heroic woman in the first reading, who watches as her sons are all whipped and beaten and then put to death, one at a time. And it wasn't just that they were put to death. We were spared all of the details, but this guy was typically nasty, cutting out the tongue of one of them, cutting off the hands of one, different things, so that they would have to suffer greatly before he killed them. But we still hear this mother with her faith, recognizing that the law of God is more important than the law of Antiochus. He wants everyone to be like him. Everyone was supposed to follow the same religion. Everyone was supposed to do the same thing. And this woman, God bless her, said, "No, we're going to follow the law of God." She paid for it with her own life, but not before watching her seven sons pay for it with their lives. But what is also important for us, though, and it's critical, it's one thing even for us to be able to say, and it would be right to simply say, "God has asked us to do this, and this is what I'm going to do." But this woman says that if you do this, God is going to give you life back. "I'm going to see you again. There is a life after this one." And so we listen to what the king had to say to this boy. I mean, this is the youngest one. He's still maybe a teenage kid. And he said, "Look, if you will just abandon the ways of the Lord," essentially, he said, "I will make you happy. I will make you rich. I will make you my friend. I will give you high office. Everything that the world has to offer, money, power, position, you name it, it was offered to this kid." You think about what so many people spend their lives trying to do. Climb the ladder. You got to make friends with the people in high places, because then you can get promoted. You want to find the money. You want to find the office. You want to find whatever position. And while obviously we have to work, and there's not an issue with necessarily having a position that's going to pay you and so on, That's not the point. The question is, did we compromise in order to get there? Have we rejected the way of God in order to make sure that we get ahead in this world? These are hard things for us to look at. I remember giving a talk years ago to a group of businessmen, and I spoke to them about living according to Catholic principles in their business. Needless to say, the talk did not go over well. I talked to them about being honest. I talked to them about being ethical. I talked to them about treating their employees well. I talked to them about all those things. As that group, it was a national group, and as it grew, I had to smile to myself because they came out with a booklet from, and it had the names of all these priests who had spoken in different places, so that if anybody in a different town wanted to be able to invite one of these other priests to come and speak to their group, they could do so. And since it was a monthly meeting, there were a number of priests who had spoken to these guys, and all their names were in the book. Mine was not. I said, praise God. But the tragedy is, it wasn't there because I told them to live according to the law of God. They didn't want anything to do with it. These are Catholic businessmen. This wasn't just a bunch of whomever. These were people who professed to be Catholic. That's what this group was, a group of Catholic businessmen. They didn't want it because the secular values were the way that business was going to run. You could make way more money following the secular way. God's not interested in the money. God is asking us to live according to His will. And if we're not willing to live according to His law, to His way, we are essentially saying we do not want this man to be our king. Which then leaves us in an interesting position because we're saying he is God. But I'm not going to let him be my king. I acknowledge that he is God, he's the creator and ruler of the whole universe, but not of my life. I am the ruler of my life. I will decide what is right and wrong. I will decide how I'm going to do things because God has no say in any of it. Yeah, we're going to have to stand in front of him one day as our judge. How are we going to explain that? Giving him lip service isn't enough. We need to live it. And we recognize that's going to come with cost. Are we willing to pay that cost? The easiest way is going to be a lot of rejection. But when we look at this woman and her seven sons, they paid with their lives. It wasn't just ridicule and rejection. They paid the ultimate price. And that's the kind of thing each one of us has to ask ourselves. Am I willing to serve the Lord no matter what that requires? That can be pretty hard. That can be scary for us. But we have to remember it's not just about this world. If it was about this world, go for it. Get all the money you can. Get the highest office you can. Be friends with all the billionaires. Because you can get somewhere. Yeah. Just like the guy who owns Forbes, he was getting somewhere. He stood up and he said, where I'm going, I'm going to need an air conditioner and a really long extension cord. Yeah. I've got billions of dollars, but I'm going to hell. Wow, isn't that great? I'd rather die with nothing and go to heaven. I'd rather be rejected and go to heaven. I'd rather be a no one in this world so that I can be a saint with God one day. That's the only thing that matters. So look forward. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is the one who beautifully stated, "The only ones who are a failure in this life are the ones who fail to get to heaven. And the only ones who are a success in this life are the ones who succeed in getting to heaven."